A notice of motion in an upcoming regional council meeting is seeking a staff report around waiving regional facilities rental fees for Indigenous communities. The request from Karen Redman, Region Chair, is coming in support of reconciliation and in recognition of the upcoming National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on September 30. Her notice of motion, part of the August 18 Council agenda, asks staff to review a bylaw that regulates the fees and charges for regional facilities. I've heard from community members that access fees to spaces for cultural and ceremonial uses can be a barrier for them practicing their culture, customs and traditions, she said, talking to Cambridge Today. It was only apt to bring it forward in commemorating the starting year of the annual First National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, said Redman. The motion, if passed, will permanently waive facility rental fees in regional libraries and cultural facilities for First Nations, Métis and Inuit community members, she said, so they have space for cultural and ceremonial use. This, Redman said, is part of the larger Reconciliation Action Plan. We are committed to working with Indigenous communities to advance reconciliation and also working collaboratively with municipalities on a Reconciliation Action Plan, she said, adding, every municipality is working on their own plan and we're trying to make sure we're working in concert with them. Over the last year or so, Redman said, in this vein, the region has organized education programs for staff and council members. We've bought in education programs for staff and council members, she said, adding that council members from area municipalities have also participated in this series. We have an anti-racism advisory group and there are Indigenous people on that group. They should be coming forward with a report in the next while. Redman said she hopes there will be unanimous support for her request at the council session that begins at 7 p.m. and will be streamed live via the region's YouTube channel.